Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and I'm joined tonight by only one man. But all I really need is that one man, the co-founder of this show and a devoted football watcher slash fan, Chris Castain. I don't know where I was going. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Battling a bit of a sickness currently. I just got home. I feel exhausted. But, you know, you gotta fight through sometimes. And you gotta get on the show sometimes and just give it your all. So, you know, Michael Jordan can do it. I can do it too. I'm not comparing myself to Michael Jordan, but I'm basically Michael Jordan. So, just
I don't know about the winning part.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we'll get to whatever. Not a whole lot of time for small talk tonight. Let's just get right into it. We had a great week 10 of games. Would you agree? Did you think the week was great? I thought that this week was the best week we've had since week 3.
I would agree with two. It's been a while since we've had a good week of games. Like, last week's games were so awful, it wasn't even, like, the general thought of the week's games just need to be forgotten and left in the mud. This week we had several good games, even though the primetime games, oh my goodness, are getting terrible. They're getting bad. They're stressing me out. And they're not getting any better.
Yeah, that's never a good thing. Next week we get a Zeke-less Cowboys versus the Philadelphia Eagles, so we'll see how that goes. But I smell blowout there. But we'll get to that more on Friday's show. Let's start with one of the, quote, worst games of the week. But I thought it was one of the better. I watched this game yesterday on my Game Pass. Saints traveling to Buffalo and absolutely dismantling the Bills. The Saints just ran the ball on the Bills at will, a franchise record, 6 rushing touchdowns in a game. It looked like they were playing Madden on rookie mode. Every run was getting like 5, 6, 10 yards. They controlled the game. Drew Brees didn't have to throw a whole lot. He didn't have a single passing touchdown. He had a running touchdown, though, which was quite impressive. And the defense was able to shut down Tyrod Taylor. Over the past 2 weeks, the Bills have been blown out twice, one time by a bad team and one time by a good team. It's time to get concerned because their running defense after trading Marcel Darius is not as good as it was at the beginning of the season. And that was one of the major things that kept this team in my mind as a playoff contender. I'm not sure if they can make it to the playoffs at this point. They have a tough schedule coming up. Just reading that off to you really quick. They have at the Chargers, at the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Patriots, at the Dolphins. Chris, can the Buffalo Bills make the playoffs?
The playoff? No. No, because they just Buffalo has been the one team that something always goes wrong. I know we say that about, there's people that say that about Dallas and a couple of other teams. Atlanta seems to be one. But for the Bills, you have to remember, the Bills, it's been so long since the Bills made it to the playoffs. And we've always seen something go wrong. It's always something like, they played so good through 8 weeks. I mean, they had that stretch where they were like 4-0, and now they've just fallen apart. The Jets aren't a good team. The Bills made the Jets look like they're top 10 team, and they're not. And the Saints, I think we might be overrating the Saints' win because the Bills aren't very good. They just had a good couple week stretch. The defense didn't show up yesterday. The run defense was so awful that Mark Ingram had 131 yards on 3 touchdowns. That's ridiculous. How are you giving up that? That's and Drew Brees didn't throw a single touchdown, and he didn't even have 200 yards. I just don't. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
So
how they got so bad?
The thing about this, I do want to say, I don't think the Saints are a bad team. I think you're not giving them enough credit. They've had that they've had in years, really, and they are dominating teams back-to-back weeks, and they have had a great season all year. I think that if you were to tell me that the Saints will be in the Super Bowl, I would not disagree with you. I think their defense is good enough, and I think they run the ball and pound you on the ground. And I don't know, where do you see the weakness in this team? Because every facet of their game is great, and I don't want to hear that the defense is bad, because literally every metric, they're in the top 10. Like, where is the weakness in this team? What makes you believe that they aren't a good team?
I would not say they're not a good team, but I think we're overrating the win itself. They're a good team.
How do you overrate a game where, and credit to you, you didn't get a chance to watch this game, but Chris, I am telling you, like, the Saints did whatever they wanted to. Like, they didn't have a single punt in this game. Like, it's insane, dude.
I'm saying the Bills are bad. That's what I'm saying.
Because one of the worst teams in the league, though. They're like middle of the road.
They're not what their record says they are. I don't care what you say. They just haven't looked like it. They didn't even show up for this football game, Eric. You can't tell. This team looked absolutely awful based on everything I did see. I didn't see the game, but I did see some highlights. And some. It was, this team looked like a mess. On offense, defense, and special teams. I just think that as much as I wanted to buy into the Bills, this is why I did it, because I thought, well, just history's going to strike. History is going to strike, and they're not good. Something will go wrong, and we're starting to see it.
Okay, so hold on. Now, you can't tell me that, like, these are all coincidences. The Saints beat down on the Panthers. The Panthers had a great defense. They beat the Panthers 34-14. They beat the Lions 52-38 when the Lions were considered one of the hottest teams in the NFL. Like, the Saints started the collapse of the Lions. And they beat the Bears.
Sure, yes.
The Bears' defense handily, 20-12. And I mean, they could have put up more points against the Buccaneers, but they just let off the gas in the fourth quarter. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you have to see? I'm just a little bit confused on why you buying into this team.
I wasn't buying into the team. I just think. We can't look at this like the score says it's the 47-10 and say. Hold on.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Let me go ahead and finish that. I'm not sure you see what I'm saying. I almost lost my thought there. The Saints beat down on a team, a Bills team that is not very good. So they did what they were supposed to do. They're a good team. They're a legit team. I would say they're playoff on Super Bowl contenders. Actually, I put them in the Super Bowl contender list the other day. But I don't think we should think the Saints were the best team in the NFL, because we can't say the Saints beat a good Bills team, because they didn't. This is not a good Bills team. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying the Saints are good. The Saints proved they were good yesterday. But this should have been expected, because this wasn't like the best thing that's ever happened. I mean, it's because it's not, because the Bills are mediocre at best. They look just terrible yesterday.
So if I were to tell you that the Saints will be in the Super Bowl in February, would you argue that that's wrong? Just off what we've seen so far, do you believe the Saints can make the Super Bowl?
No, because they have a great quarterback, a good head coach, and that calls very good on his play calling really good. I mean, they've been. I have no arguments there. There's not much I can say that you don't already know about Sean Payton and Drew Brees. That alone makes you a contender on the offense, and then defensively, all you have to do is be average, and that's they've been better than average. And that's why I would say I wouldn't be shocked if they're on February the 2nd in the Super Bowl. But there's a couple of teams that are on the lookout.
All right. Moving on to our next game here. The Lions and the Browns, I just wanted to touch on this quickly. The Lions had to come back to win this game. I know we don't – none of us – are super high on the Lions currently, but is that of some concern? And also, like, I don't know, I feel like the Browns took a step forward a little bit this week. This was kind of like at the beginning of the year when we were saying, oh, they might be a better team, go like 4-12 or 5-11 or 6-10. Like, this is kind of what I expected to see when we were talking about them in that fashion. I don't know. They're the only winless team. They seem to be making strides. Do you think they can win a game this year?
This was their best game of the year, no question. But the Lions did what they were supposed to do. When you're playing a bad team, even if you get down for whatever reason may be, you do what they did. They came back and handled the Browns fairly easily, in my opinion. But, I mean, Matt Stafford looked good in the second half in particular. But as far as the Browns go, like I said, this was a step forward, but I need to see more. I can't base that off of one game. If I see two or three games of improvement, and actually, to be honest, I don't know what their schedule is, so I couldn't say for sure. Do you have that schedule up?
Yeah, the Browns will be playing in the next week. The Browns are playing the Jaguars. After that, they play the Bengals, then the Chargers, then the Packers, then the Ravens, then the Bears, then the Steelers.
Yes, I do think they have a chance because their schedule is kind of weak, in my opinion. Don't think they have a chance to get the Jaguars, but the Jaguars didn't look good last week. Blake Bortles almost threw the game away.
Yeah, let's touch on that really quick, even though I didn't really have it in our rundown here. But I don't know. What were your thoughts on that game?
I thought that the offense kind of took a step back from doing what they normally do. They didn't look like they were just trying to go run heavy to me. I thought Blake Bortles didn't look very good, but their defense was why they won that football game, because their defense is so good that they're going to stay in every single game they play, for the most part. I mean, I don't think they can stay in it with New England, but I think this team's height is probably the second round of the playoffs after what I saw, because this told me a lot, because I'm still not sold on that offense. I'm not. I know they have a Leonard Fournette, but they're still – I'm not sold on it yet. That's just what this game told me.
Yeah, Fournette kind of disappeared this week. I don't know. He didn't have a great game. But the one thing I would say about Bortles, I watched the second half of this game, like he was what he was for the rest of the season up until the fourth quarter. Like, he was playing manageable, like he wasn't blowing up the stat sheet, but he was like not turning the ball over and not missing open throws. And then in the fourth quarter, he kind of devolved into what Blake Bortles is, which is a turnover machine. And I think A lot of it was in the play calling. They had Blake Bortles throw the ball over 30 times for the second straight week in a row. You can do that maybe once every 4 weeks, but you can't do that week to week with Blake Bortles. So I kind of had a belief that maybe the Jaguars, like if they were playing as well as they were last week, could make it to a conference championship. I have no idea why I thought that. I just kind of had a gut feeling. But, I mean, after what I saw... After what I saw Sunday, I'm with you. I think probably the second round.
The reason you have them in the conference championship is because there's nobody in the AFC that's going to challenge New England besides Pittsburgh, and you don't think Pittsburgh's legit. So, and that's why, yeah, I mean, there's... It's one of those things you have to pick and choose in the AFC. Which team that's not going to beat the Patriots is going to make it to the championship. That's what it boils down to.
Moving on, because look at that. The Steelers nearly lost in Indy. Last second field goal sent them through with the win. Before we get to the Steelers, I'd just like to mention Jacoby Brissett had another great game, really dominated. I'm willing to say it right now. I think Jacoby Brissett can be a franchise quarterback somewhere in the league. It may not be in Indy, but I think under, like, Chuck Pagano can't run an offense, but somehow Jacoby Brissett is developing into a great passer. He shows off his arm strength and talent every week. Yes, he throws about one interception a week. He needs to cut down on that. I think that but the interception this week was off Jack Doyle's hands. A tip pass that really wasn't Brissett's fault. I don't know. I just that's what I'd like to say about this, because we all know they're not going anywhere. Before we get to the Steelers,
well,
what?
Go ahead. What you were going to say.
Yeah, that was kind of it. I was going to ask you a question about the Steelers, but do you have any more thoughts on
the Colts? No, because the Colts, don't think there are anybody unless Andrew Luck's in there. I think if they had Andrew Luck, then we'd be talking something different. But this seems kind of disqualifying for me because it's quite meaningless, to be honest.
Right, but I mean, I'm not talking about the team. I'm just talking about Brissett as a player.
Yeah, I was impressed with Brissett, to be honest, actually. I thought he showed up and put up a good game. Kind of kept the turnover slow. Wasn't very aggressive, but did have a few aggressive plays. I was fairly satisfied with him.
Touchdowns, so I'd say he was aggressive. I don't know. Like, I thought this was one of his best games. This and the game he had against the 49ers are the two best games he's played. Also, the first half against the Titans.
I'm more ready to talk about Pittsburgh, to be honest, but okay.
Let me get to that. Okay, you say that. Okay, you probably have more to say on this and questions for me because I'm not as heavy a believer in Pittsburgh.
For me, the offense didn't look good, but I don't care what they do in the regular season. I really don't. It's kind of like the. I'm just going to give this example. It has this NBA. The San Antonio Spurs and the Golden State Warriors. We don't care what they do in the regular season. I don't care what Pittsburgh does in the regular season officially anymore because it matters because we know what they're going to do in the regular season every season. And it matters when it comes playoff time. The Pittsburgh Steelers are contenders because they have so much talent. That is why. Now, I think this is partly offensive coordinator than more than anything else because and Ben Roethlisberger has been playing as well. He had a decent game yesterday, but my goodness, they got down 17-3 against one of the worst teams in the NFL. But that's besides the point. Austin, we've seen this happen before. They're gonna win the Super Bowl, but I'm not sure anymore, to be honest. It's too early, but I think they have the talent at this point where we know they're going to the playoffs. So all these games that they play for the rest of the season. I think the Pittsburgh, the Patriots game will be a good one. I think they'll lose that one, but this team could win out, to be honest. Maybe they might lose next week, but this team looks like they're going to win out. I don't care how they win out. If they win out, I see them in the first game of the playoffs because I think they can make it past whoever they play. And it's, like I said, for me, it comes down to what they do come playoff time. I don't care what they do in the regular season because, quite honestly, for this team, there's only a few teams you can say that for, but this team, if they're in the playoffs, if you know they're going, then every other game's meaningless because that talent could explode any minute, and next thing you know, they're going to put up 40 on somebody.
I'm not really sure of a point you were trying to make there, honestly, but I agree. I think what Pittsburgh does in the regular season is kind of meaningless just because we know that they usually start slow. They always struggle on the road. At home, they put up big games against teams we think are going to be competitive with them, and they'll really surprise them. They'll get a ton of hype. But as long as Tom Brady is playing in the NFL, I will never be able to take the Steelers seriously as playoff threats. Like, even if Tom Brady were to play a game in Heinz Field, I don't know, dude. Like, I feel like the only time I'd ever pick the Patriots, I will get on board with the Steelers when they have either beaten the Patriots in the playoffs or are in the Super Bowl. That is when I will get on board with the Steelers. Until that happens, like, I don't know. Like, this
team, I think it'll be a one season thing if it happens. So if they do it one season and they do it next season, I won't buy into the next season because it's just not gonna happen. So say they went to the Super Bowl this year, and even if they won it, I think one Ben Roethlisberger may retire. Then you got a whole new problem.
Do you think they can make the Super Bowl though? Like, honestly, I don't see this team having a chance. And I know this sounds depressing, but the only team in the AFC that's going to have a shot is the Patriots.
No, I don't necessarily agree with that because I think the talent in Pittsburgh.
Don't we see that every year, and then they go and lose? That's my point. Like, I get what you're saying. Yes, there's a chance they can make the Super Bowl.
It's a 50-50? No, it's not 50-50.
Until what I'm saying is, until they beat the Patriots or make the Super Bowl, don't tell me that Pittsburgh's a real contender. Because they're not. Not until they're there, because the Patriots are there. Like, they're a great team with all this talent, and in the NFC, they would be contenders. Because any team in the NFC can make it, because there's not a single powerhouse year after year after year.
Well, you basically have the mindset that there's only one contender in the AFC, and that's New England. You don't think there's a chance that any other team could beat them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
0% chance.
Until New England loses in the playoffs, I will always pick New England in the playoffs.
I'm not saying I wouldn't pick New England. I would pick New England over Pittsburgh.
Like, until Tom Brady retires, I'm taking the Patriots in the Super Bowl every single year.
I think they would. Say that we were playing AFC Championship, or we were at AFC Championship game week, and Pittsburgh and New England were in it. It was at New England. There'd be a 75%, I'll say 80% chance New England would win, and a 20% chance Pittsburgh would win. That's where I'm at.
Then we're on the same page. Like, that's a great team, and they should be considered like a top 10 NFL team. They are not a Super Bowl contender. Which doesn't make any sense when I say it that way, but because of New England, they aren't a Super Bowl contender.
I think the way you're saying it's wrong, because I think what you should say, or what I'm going to say, is if there were a contender besides New England, it would be Pittsburgh. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that.
Okay, I think that's
fair. If New England didn't exist, yeah.
Yeah. Or if there was any other, if we're talking about anybody else.
Yeah. They're up there with, like, the NFC teams that we're going to talk about a little bit later. They're on Thursday Night Football. The Titans come to town. Who you got in that game, and give me a final score.
Titans, is it in Pittsburgh?
It is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, still is going to win. I don't have quite enough trust in Tennessee's offensive line yet. I'm going to favor Pittsburgh in that game. I would say they'll win by 27-20.
I'd say you're close to the right score, and I'd pick the same team, but I think it's going to be close. I think it'll be a weird kind of low-scoring game for a little while, so I think it'll be 24-19. That's what I'm going to go
with. Yeah, sorry. We have them fairly close, I mean, within a few.
Yeah. Moving on to the next game, Case Keenum dominated against the Redskins. Mike Zimmer seemingly was asked today who his starter will be. He said he knows who the starter is, but he's not going to say till Wednesday. In my opinion, that kind of sounds like he's thinking about starting Teddy Bridgewater next week. Like, if you're not going to come out and say, after what Case Keenum did, yes, he had two bad four-quarter interceptions.
We have a problem, really bad, by the way. We have something to discuss. Your tweet the other day, during, what was it, like the fourth quarter, you said Case Keenum is – this is why Case Keenum is inconsistent. After that one interception, you need to explain yourself.
Okay, here's what I meant by that. Case Keenum can play a great game and have the Vikings up by 28 points, but he's going to throw one to two head-scratchers a game that a team like the Redskins are going to take advantage of. If you looked at that score, the Vikings were winning that game by 20-plus points, and two bad Case Keenum turnovers allowed the Redskins to get right back in it. And if that's a better team than the Redskins, then the Vikings have a real problem on their hands, is all I'm saying. But I'm not saying Case Keenum's a terrible quarterback. I'm saying he's...
No, you said he... No. You said he was inconsistent. That is...
He is inconsistent. Yes, he is inconsistent. Like, name
one. He's only threw 5 interceptions on the season. How is he inconsistent? You said that after the one.
Okay, Okay, give me a second. He's inconsistent because of the fact...
Go ahead.
Inconsistent game to game. He's not going to put up the big numbers every single game like he did that game.
So Drew Brees doesn't put up those numbers every single game.
But then certain games he's going to have one to three interceptions, and he's not going to put up those numbers. And the Vikings,
I haven't seen it yet. I mean,
what do you want me to say? Do you want me to say top 10 quarterback? Because he's not.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, where you're at with Case Keenum, because you say he's inconsistent, that he can throw 2 to 3 picks in the game, but I haven't even seen him throw 2 picks in one game last week.
He's not going to put up a game like he did in Washington every week, is all I'm saying. He's going to have a bunch of games where he looks like a game manager. And I think Teddy Bridgewater week in and week out gives you a better chance for explosive plays. Well, that's not the point. The point is, you think Teddy Bridgewater should start next week? I'm going to say no, just because of what Case Keenum did. And do you think Teddy Bridgewater will start next?
No, I still think Case Keenum will stay in another couple of weeks. Like I said last week, or Friday, I think he needs to stay out until he has enough practice to come into the game and be consistent. I don't think right this week he would be better than Case Keenum's been this year. And that's the problem. I think he'll start? Probably not. Not this week. I think he's another week away. I think he should start. I don't know how they play in week 12, but that would be the week he starts. This is not a good time. What do you think?
I think you're probably right. I think it'll be another 2 to 3 weeks, but I do think we'll see Teddy Bridgewater at some point, and even maybe in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see him by the playoff time, because Case Keenum will eventually not play as well, have a couple of games that are not very good, and we know that's coming. I'm just saying, so far, he has been inconsistent, but I don't know. Like I said, I think he should start come playoff time, but wait a few weeks. Wait until he's 100% back into the game.
Yeah, moving on to our next subject, Jared Goff. The Rams had a pretty quiet, like, until the middle of the third quarter, the Texans' defense didn't have the Rams figured out. But Ben Jared Goff, like, through 1.5 quarters and put up 33 points, and Tom Savage was bad, and the Rams defense was awesome at getting to Tom Savage. So I don't know, but let's focus less on the game here and look at really the NFC in general, because the NFC is clearly the superior conference. We don't have any arguments there. As far as competitive football goes, not teams, but as the AFC, I think the Patriots are just as good, if not better, than some of them.
Yeah,
but
I would agree with you.
The NFC is the superior division as far as competitiveness and overall skill goes. Like, there's two good teams in the AFC, and there are maybe six or seven in the AFC.
Yeah, competitiveness, this is the better division. Up and down, it's just more competitive than the AFC, which is not very good.
Okay, so let's rank these six teams. And I realized all of a sudden that six is the playoff number, and I'm looking at the teams I have here, and they all look like they could be playoff teams. So the Eagles, the Saints, the Rams, the Vikings, the Seahawks, and the Panthers. I'd say those right now are kind of the top tier of the NFC. Am I missing anyone?
No. No, you're not missing anyone. I think Falcons have a little shot after what we saw last week. I know they were going against a depleted Cowboys team.
I want to see the Falcons give me one more game, but I wouldn't disagree. I think if the Falcons win on Monday Night Football in Seattle, I'd consider them back in the.
Yeah, they'd be ahead of the Lions. I don't know why you listed all six teams, but I did read some lists that had the Lions on there, and they're completely not contenders.
I did not have the Lions on here.
No, I said you didn't, but I've seen some lists that do.
Wow, that's insane. No, they're not. I would argue that their record is deceiving. Like, they're kind of a bad team, I think.
I think they're probably because their schedule is kind of.
I'd say for me, like, the Lions and the Bills are like the same team. Like, they're going to beat bad teams, but they're the worst of the good teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't put the Lions quite down there because they did have to start off good, but they've kind of fallen off. They're just not contenders, in my opinion.
So for me, ranking these six teams, I'd probably go Saints 1. I think I'd have to go Eagles 2. Then I think I'd go Vikings. Even with Case Keenum, I think I'd go Vikings 3. But then where do I put the Rams? I feel like the Rams at 4 is too low. And the Panthers, for me right now, especially after what we saw them do on Monday night and the past weeks, I put them at 5, and I put the Seahawks at 6. Am I putting my Rams too low? Would you have my Rams higher, Chris?
All right, so I'm about to list off my teams. At the NFC East is going to go to the Eagles. I'm just going to announce my four winners for the division since I'm at it. Might as well. For the North, the Vikings are obviously going to win it, clearly. I have the Rams winning the West. Because
this isn't how you're ranking the teams.
Yes, it is. This is how I'm listing. I will go ahead. Eagles, they're going to win the NFC East, and I have them at one. At two, I have the Rams. I think they've looked the best. They have, I'm trying to reel in a thing, but I think the overall offense has looked better than the Saints, who I have at three. And then at four, I have the Vikings, because I haven't seen – I'm not sold on Case Keenum as – and the quarterback position itself, I'm not quite there yet. And then I have Panthers and Seahawks. And then on the outside looking in at seven, I have the Falcons.
So my argument for why I have Rams at four is just because of kind of their schedule thus far and how inconsistent they've been a little bit early. But for me, for them to be two, they've got to, like, really impressed, because I don't know if you've looked at their schedule, but their next 6 weeks are insane. They play, of those teams on that list, they play four of them. They play the Vikings this week. They play the Saints. Then they have a break. They play the Cardinals. Then they play the Eagles. Then they play the Seahawks and round the year off with the Titans and 49ers. Like,
Their next two games are going to define their season, because if they win one of two games and they go 500 and they're at 8-3, they're going to beat the Cardinals. Let's just face it.
Yeah.
They're going to beat the 49ers. That's 10 wins. They only need to pull off one more win, and then they're probably winning that division. Maybe. I'm not.
I think it's going to end close. We have to see how the Seahawks look without Richard Sherman, but I don't know. Like, I feel like...
I think an interesting question is, do you have the Rams winning that division, or do you think the Seahawks will come back and pull off the win in that division?
Right now,
yes.
Probably the Rams. But it would not shock me if the Seahawks won it. For me, like, the Rams, I love Rams, don't get me wrong, like, they're one of my favorite teams to watch, but I'm right now, for me, they aren't a top five team. Like, I'd say they're probably closer to 8 or 9, and though that may seem low, I want to see them beat the Vikings or the Saints or the Eagles. I want to see them beat, like, one of these top tier teams, because if you look at who they've played so far, their two losses have come to big teams. They lost to the Seahawks, and they lost to the Redskins. They've beaten the Colts, the 49ers, the Cowboys when they were playing badly, the Jaguars, the Cardinals, the Giants, and the Texans.
They're blowing these teams.
Right, because they're bad teams.
They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're blowing out bad teams. They're clearly better than these teams, because they're, like, literally blowing.
My point is, I'm not here saying the Rams are bad, because that's an argument I'm getting, because they're a good football. But I can't consider them, like, true contenders until they beat one of these true contenders coming up in this game.
In about 2 weeks, we'll find out who the Rams are exactly. Yeah. If they come out of,
I'm just saying, I'm waiting a second.
If they go 2-0 in their next two games, and they're going into Arizona at 9-2, they're legit. Unless they're like playing pitiful and barely winning.
Yeah, if they beat those two teams, I think they're the best team in the league, even over the Patriots.
I think the Patriots and the Eagles might still. We'll find out about the Eagles in a couple weeks, because the Rams do play the Eagles as well. They all play each other, so it's going to play itself out.
Yeah, it's a great slate of games these next few weeks, especially for like all these top NFC teams. Like we have a lot of like playoff matchups throughout the next week for
possible playoff.
For Rams at least, and I think this and the Saints too. Of course, they play. You have to consider where all these other team schedules are. The Saints play the Rams, yes, but then they also play the Panthers and the Falcons. And I'm excited. This for me, this is like, in my opinion, this is where the season really starts.
I think the Saints lost their chance at getting the 1 or 2 seed when they lost to the Vikings first week. I think that's going to play a big factor. The fact that that game's already been played. Because all these teams play each other. The Rams, the contenders, the Eagles, Vikings, Rams, Saints, they all play each other. Mm-hmm. I think every single one played each other. So it's going to come down to their individual matchups against each other that it's going to hold down to.
Moving on to your team, the Falcons dominated the Cowboys. Let me just start by defending Dak really quickly. It wasn't his fault that they played so badly. It was the fact that Tyron Smith was gone and some guy
came Chaz Green.
Like some nobody off the street came in and played right left tackle.
Yeah, and he got
sacked 8 times. So you can't really do much. No quarterback can behind a line like that. Would you say that's fair to say? Did you think Dak had a bad game?
No. Some things about this game. Chaz Green got his ass whipped. I don't care what you say. Chaz Green got his ass whipped.
I don't think I can argue. I was never to argue that.
Yeah, because he gave up 6 sacks to Adrian Claiborne. And then his backup, whatever his name is, I can't think of his name, but he got his butt whipped because he gave up another 2 sacks.
You've probably heard this stat at this point, but I just thought it was crazy. Adrian Claiborne's career high for season sacks was 6, and he got 6 in one day. That's how bad this guy was.
I'm worried about the Cowboys. You can't go from this bad and be good in the next week. You're just not going to.
They're not going to have Tyron Smith, Sean Lee, who is a major part of why that defense plays well. And we saw what happens when he went out. The Falcons dominated on offense for the first time really all year. And looked like the Falcons last year. And then
he is why the Falcons won that football game. It's not Ty Smith, that's not why. It's not because Ezekiel Elliott was out, it was because of Sean Lee. Mm-hmm. He was that guy for them on defense. And they were stopping the Falcons up to about the time he left the game, and then the Falcons just got what they wanted. Up and down the field, the secondary looked terrible. Wide open catch, touchdown Falcons. It was 27-7 in the beginning of the fourth quarter, and they probably could have got ran up more. So as long as Sean Lee is out, the Cowboys don't have a chance.
I don't know if this is bold or not, but I'm making a bold prediction right now. Are you ready?
Are the Cowboys going to lose out?
No, not that, but the Cowboys will not make. I've decided that.
Especially, I don't think that's very bold.
I think especially the next 3 weeks, they have 3 straight primetime games. It's a rigorous schedule. They have the Eagles, then they have the Chargers on Thanksgiving Day, and then I forget who they have after that.
Redskins.
And then Giants. The Redskins. I think up until the Giants game, they're going to lose, and at that point, with how loaded the NFC is, you can't lose. You they have to go 2-1 in this 3-game stretch, maybe even 3-0. You cannot lose more than one game.
That's not going to happen. The division's over. The Eagles have won the division. I mean, not officially, but not officially.
I'm not saying that they have any chance to win the division. I'm just saying, I don't know if they could even make the playoff.
I don't think they can make a wild card spot. They're playing the Eagles twice, the Seahawks, the Redskins, the Raiders, the Chargers. The Giants are bad. That's an auto win, but they look like, depending on Ty Smith and Sean Lee, they may lose out besides the Giants. They may win 1-2 games. That's how bad that they look right now, or how bad that I think they are without Ty Smith and Sean Lee, because Sean Lee was the defense, Ty Smith was the offense, in my opinion. You lost both pieces.
Moving on to our next segment. All right, our last game to talk about. And perhaps I'll just throw it to you first, Chris, because I'd like to know an outsider's perspective. What happened Sunday night?
So, Broncos, this was such bad Broncos. The special teams was absolutely awful. There's no explanation. I can't even say it was okay. It was average. It was flat out awful. First off, you fumble or muff the punt. That already kind of set the game off because your defense had it. You got to throw it out, and the Patriots are punting the ball. Well, as soon as he muffs the punt, you lose all momentum. The defense just got. You have to be devastated if you're the defense after that. And then to go back out, get 3-and-out, or kick a field goal. Maybe they kick the field goal. And then to allow a 103-yard return. You heard me. 103-yard return to Lewis. It's completely unacceptable. It's just completely unacceptable, and to me, that's why they lost the game, because they were already behind before they started officially playing the darn game, and that's what I call it. If you don't know that, you're behind before you even get on offense. Their team didn't even get on offense, and they're already muffing punts. You just can't come back from all of that, and I think the defense didn't play good the whole game. They had that good first series, but after the devastation, muffing the punt. I'm not surprised. I knew as soon as that happened, I was like, this is the Patriots win. This game's over. It wasn't officially over, but it was over. That's kind of my thoughts on the game. What do you think?
It was hard to process. Because I knew, one, I'm glad I didn't buy into your narratives. I won't lie to you. The whole Tom Brady's going to come in and struggle and throw five interceptions and just totally muff away the game, lose everything. He's not going to be the Tom Brady we know that he is, and he's just going to be a bust, basically. Like,
a bus for one game.
A bus for one game.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just glad I didn't get my hope, because I think if I did, it would have been much more depressing than it actually was.
What was your thoughts on Brock Osweiler?
I don't want to talk about Brock Osweiler, because I feel myself falling in love again with him. And that's a dangerous game. I tweeted it out twice. Don't get sucked in by Brock Osweiler. Don't get sucked in by Brock Osweiler. I'm getting sucked in by Brock Osweiler, which is never a good sign. Because in the end, Brock Osweiler won. And
yeah, well,
I'm not looking to get my heart broken for a seventh consecutive time due to football this year. I'm ready to for the first time in my life, like this week, I don't think I'm gonna watch the Broncos game. Just because, and they might beat the Bengals, sure, but I don't want them to beat the Bengals.
Like, they won't.
If they beat the Bengals, I feel terrible because then we're gonna have another one. I want to go. I'm telling you, this may seem like bad fandom, but I'm telling you right now, the best thing to do if you've got a bad team and you know that you're playing, everyone on that team was playing their hardest, and they're just getting bested. It's just we had a good run. It's not time to reload. I think it's time to rebuild, and I think it's unfortunately it's the defense. I would not be surprised, and I would advocate, like, if they wanted to trade like Talib and Harris or a big defensive guy off this team for like a first round pick this year or more than one pick, I would not be against that. I feel like right now, the Super Bowl window opened when you signed Peyton Manning. The Super Bowl window closed when you missed the playoffs last year. You got one Super Bowl while you were in that run. Can be happy with that. You were a good 7 years. You were a dominant team in the league. And now it's time to come back to the pack. I do not want 7-9. I don't want 3-13 or 4-12.
You're sliding around the truth because what you really want is the Broncos to tank. That's what you want. You want them to lose every single game for the rest of the season and tank and have the number one pick.
Didn't I just say I wanted them to have 3 or 4 wins? I mean, I think I'm not denying.
Yeah, but if you want them to have a bottom 10 pick.
No, I don't want that. I want them to take. Yeah, you're right. Like, yeah. I'm not hiding that. I want them to take. I don't want to see Brock Osweiler. I know he's going to start next week, but I want to see what Paxton. And I want to see Chad Kelly. That's what
I don't think you really do. I don't think you really want to because I think you bringing in a Paxton Lynch might bring momentum back into the franchise. And if you want them to tank, I don't think they would tank with Paxton Lynch. I really don't. I really, really don't. I don't think this. I think you want Brock Osweiler for the rest of the season. If you truly want them to tank, Brock Osweiler is probably your best decision at quarterback. Maybe Trevor Siemian. I don't think so. But as far as the Broncos go, I have to ask you a question. You're imagining these things, seeing these things, you hope these things happen, but what do you, after what you saw, do you see the top 5 pick? What do you see?
Probably not top 5. That's a little bit hopeful. I feel like, I 6 wins seems... I'd have to pull up the schedule. I think they have a pretty weak, like, end of the year schedule. They play the Colts and the Dolphins. Bengals. I don't think they play the Dolphins. Maybe they play the Dolphins. Yeah. I mean, games I could see them winning. Could see them beating the Colts and the Jets and the Dolphins. I don't think they can beat the Raiders. I think the Raiders are getting hot right now. I think they're going to be hot when they play in Oakland. What wouldn't shock me is if the Broncos ruin this whole thing and decide to go on a run where they beat the Bengals, the Raiders, and the Dolphins, and suddenly they're on a 3-game winning streak, and people think, oh my God, this is it, and they're 6-6, and then they go do something insane, like they go beat the Redskins, and suddenly you're 9-6 going into the final week, and then you absolutely get demolished at home to the Chiefs in week 16, and you end up 9-7. That's what I don't want. I don't want 9-7.
I think we both agree that that's unlikely. I think so. I would
I
hope so.
hope. I
I'm
don't
sorry.
know. I hope so. For me, I hope so. Like, but it wouldn't shock me if they put together three wins against three bad teams in the next 3 weeks.
I would say the Bengals are probably going to beat them. I think the Bengals are the better team. But as far as your other two, Dolphins and Jets, there's a chance you win both of those teams. And I think as far as your Chiefs, you said the Chiefs might demolish them. I think there's a chance that doesn't happen if the Chiefs are stuck in the playoffs, like if they have the 3 seed and can't move up or down, and they just put in backups. The Broncos might beat them, and then you're talking a 10-16 that has a shot for a playoff team. Like I said, I don't see that happening, but I'm just calling in your scenario. And then you have a 10-16 that may be in the playoffs. I don't know. I don't think so. Even at 10-6, I think they could win out and go to the playoffs, but you can't. You can only lose one more game.
Yeah.
Because they're 3-6 now, right?
Yeah, they're 3-6 now.
Oh, never mind. You can't lose another game. They have to win out. If they win out, though, and I think that's what you don't want to happen is them to go to the playoffs.
I don't. Like, okay. If they got to the playoffs, that would mean they won 7 straight, which I wouldn't mind because I like. And you'll learn this very quickly as we get to the end of the season and into picking the playoffs. I don't like the seeding doesn't matter to me. It's all about who's hot coming in. And if you can come into the playoffs as a 6 seed riding a 7-game winning streak and you somehow beat like 1 or 2 good teams along the way and you win, like this, if they may, I want to. Here's what I want. I want them to make the playoffs or I want them to have a top 10 draft pick. I don't want 7-9 to 9-7. I want 10-6 or 6-10 and lower. That's what I want.
Yeah, I think that's fair in my opinion. I think the talent's getting old on the defense and offense.
Not necessarily. Von Miller and Chris Harris are pretty young. They have a pretty young defense in general. I think a large part of it is this. I think it's that they lost their old guy. Like, people forget how much they lost. DeMarcus Ware retiring, that is when this defense truly stopped being good. Because the last year, they had an awesome defense all year long, but that's because they had two of the league's top pass rushers. That's my thought, at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think generally the defense just hasn't been playing as good this year. You have Alib Tlaib, he's held up at the end, but I think the talent's getting older, especially on the secondary. You have Von Miller, I think he's legit, and he'll be here for years to come. But aside that, I don't really see I see them having to retool, not rebuild, retool, which means you're gonna have to pick up another piece or two, or you're just like it's kind of like the article, or the not the article, but the piece I wrote the other day. As long as they're sitting there with that head coach, I think they ain't gonna go nowhere because I don't believe in that head coach. But I haven't seen enough.
He's a rookie head coach. This is a very tough team to be a rookie head coach for. Like, that's like saying, okay, here's your first job. Oh, the expectation is that you're going to be one of the best teams in your conference and that you're going to have a shot to be a conference contender. That's a lot of pressure to put on a first-year head coach. I think Vance Joseph will get better, but right now he's bad. But I think he'll improve. I don't think he's overall a bad head coach.
That's just based off what I've seen so far. I mean, we don't know for sure. I'm not saying that he's going to be a bad head coach, that he should be fired like some of the others in the league, like Dirk Cotter. I don't think he should be I'm leaning towards maybe not legit, but I think retooling, and then you have to find a quarterback. You have to find your quarterback. I said it, I wrote it on my little piece the other day. I was like, as long as you're sitting there with that quarterback, you're not winning anything. The Broncos are going to be sitting at home unless Pat Smlich turns out. That's what it's going to come down to.
So you keep mentioning your piece for those out there who are looking for it. What is this piece and where can they find it?
On my Twitter page, it's just a little, I wrote a little document on MDS at Chris BFF. You should be following by now. And it's like the thing below on my Twitter page, or actually a little up to that one. It's probably like, where does your team's future stand? And it says find out below.
Right enough. You should go ahead and pin that tweet at some point when this episode's over. Awesome. Well, you can find it pinned. Okay. Well, yeah, this has been an. Yeah, I think they probably have to find a quarterback. As much as I love Trevor Siemian, I don't think he's the guy. So I hope I think Trevor Siemian will find it. And do you think Trevor Siemian will ever find another starting job in the NFL? I think he will at some point.
I guess it's like
he's too good to be a back. He's not a game changer, but he's a good game manager. Yeah, I mean, that seems pretty reasonable. Moving on, last night, the Panthers just destroyed the Dolphins. Now, I'm going to offer you an olive branch here. I'm here to tell you that the Chargers are not making the playoffs. I'm here to tell you that the Chargers may not win 7 games. I concede that I was blinded by my love for the Chargers, and I will now have to live with that for my entire life. Are you finally ready to admit that Jay Cutler is a terrible quarterback and the Dolphins are the worst team with a winning record right now and perhaps one of the bottom 10 teams in the league?
I'm not ready to say Jay Cutler's the worst quarterback.
Oh my God.
But
I don't have the time or energy to argue about tonight. I'm just gonna tell you right now, you're wrong. Jay Cutler's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's good, but I'm not saying he's the worst quarterback in the league.
He is.
No, he's not. You said you wasn't arguing that night, so I'm not expecting you to argue that tonight. So they're not going to the playoffs. I said it last night. I said it on my Twitter page. It's right below the pinned post. I said the Dolphins are going to the playoffs, but they're not the bottom five team. They're not. I think they're under average on both sides of the football. They played terribly both last week and this week. And it's kind of made me kind of slide off. If they had won both last week and this week, and even just this week, I still would have said they had a chance of the playoffs, but their schedule is kind of tough. They go to New England and they play New England at home. They go to the Bills and they play the Bills at home. They're not going to the playoffs. I've conceded that, but I still think they're going to win more games than the Chargers. I think they'll win 7 games, but I think they'll pull off an upset between the 4 games at New England, or versus New England, or versus the Bills. I think they'll beat the Bucs, and I think they'll beat the Broncos. I think they have a good shot against the Broncos. It's not locked. I'm not locking it or anything. at this point. I will see what's going on going into that week. But I'm done with the Dolphins as far as playoff contenders, but I think they'll win more games than the Chargers. Jay Cutler isn't very good. I'll admit that. And I just, and the defense isn't very good. So I thought the defense would be better this year than it has been, and that's partly why I had them going to the playoffs, because I thought Jay Cutler, or I thought the defense would show up more than they have. I mean, they gave up 80 points in the last two games. I just have to be done with them. I agree, they're not going to the playoffs. They're a bad team, but they're not a bottom five team. That's where I'm at.
The moral of the story here is, next offseason, when you're listening, and we are planning, we'll just announce it right now, Chris, let's just make it a visual. We're going to do this probably next season, right?
Sure, yeah, I think so, as far as I know. I mean,
I have fun with it. I like it.
I mean, I'll say this, nothing's set in stone, but we plan to do this next season. I will say that. I have
The point I was trying to make is, when we're talking to you in May after our draft show, or in August when we're hyping up these teams, next year, just any team me and Chris go all in on, just avoid them, because they're gonna go, it's going to go very badly for both those teams.
Yeah, because they're going to go average at best, apparently. Yeah. I mean, that's just what's happened this season. It's just one of the things that happened. I can't say that anybody, or I can't say I'm perfect at picking who's going to win each division and the wild card positions. Nobody is, so unless these games are, unless this, and I don't know if I should say this, but unless this league's rigged, then nobody can pick what, who's going to win what.
All right. I'm out of here. I'm sick, and I'm tired, and I'm ready to go to bed. And we'll see you back here. We'll see. Thank you. We'll see you back here on Friday. Just follow us on End Zone Pod. I don't feel like giving you. Chris, close us out.
You can follow me at ChrisVSF. You can follow Eric at Eric18Utah, and then you can follow us, of course, at End Zone Pod on all this on Twitter. Thank you for watching, or thank you for listening. Watching, don't know where I came up with that from. And peace out.